This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
All this week, we are celebrating the 50th birthday of Star Trek. The franchise has had a huge influence on techies, the gadgets they've designed, the world, nay, universe they have imagined. So set your phasers to listen. Today's guest comes from a place where a lot of big Star Trek fans end up, NASA. David Batchelor is an aerospace technologist at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. He also wrote an extensive piece on the science of Star Trek, what's realistic, what's not. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the program.
The famous Star Trek communicator.
No, years ago, they put out a Christmas ornament.
And you brought it with you.
Yeah, you open it up, and that's what it does. And also, there's...
Never mind about me. Protect my ship.
That is great. Over the years, do you think that the show has gotten more scientifically sound or less?
The different shows treated science to greater and lesser degrees of carefulness. And like the Next Generation show was try to be even more careful than the original Star Trek was. And the Voyager spent a lot of time on science details. There were, of course, some unexpected things that Star Trek didn't predict. Like, they didn't predict that there would be networks of computers, like the internet.
They missed the internet.
Yeah. And they didn't realize there would be this social media, you know, uniting us all, but also enabling dangerous things like recruitment of terrorists and stuff.
Or just trolling or, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been at NASA for 28 years, right? Did the show influence you and some of your colleagues at NASA to pursue the career that you did, but also do some of the work that you've done there at all?
Yes, I and a lot of the acquaintances I have at NASA are definitely Star Trek fans and inspired by what we saw in Star Trek. The missions that I get to work on all are very Star Trek-y. We're about to launch something called OSIRIS-REx to visit an asteroid and get a sample and bring it back. I got to work a little bit on the radiation forecasting for that.
What's a radiation forecast? Can you explain that?
The sun has a strong solar flare. A lot of high-energy particles come into the area of the Earth, and they can strike our electronic devices and make them malfunction. So we have to prepare by shielding the parts with metal, and so I sort of give a forecast. What kind of shielding do you need?
You're the shield guy.
Yes, yes.
Of the things that we don't have yet, what is the thing that you want?
I'd like to have an android that would do what needs to be done. I just... went through a lot of yard work, and if I didn't have to personally lift all those bags of mulch and rocks, that would help.
I give you the sky as the limit, and you say you want an android to do your yard work. All right, fair enough, fair enough. David Batchelor is aerospace technologist at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. He wrote an extensive piece on the science of Star Trek. David, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me on the show.